Taoiseach Micheál Martin is to meet the head of the Vaccine Task Force this morning as the government desperately tries to get the COVID-19 vaccine programme back on track. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Examiner, which, in common with most of today's papers in the Republic, leads with what the headline in the Irish Daily Mail describes as the double whammy for the vaccine rollout, after Johnson & Johnson announced yesterday that it's delaying its European rollout amid blood clot fears following the cancellation of almost all AstraZeneca clinics in the country this week. Shot down is the lead headline over the Irish Sun's coverage of that story this morning. The lead story in the Irish Independent, meanwhile, estimates that the setback will mean that up to 100,000 people will miss out on their vaccinations this week. Most papers report that the government is considering extending the time between doses of the Pfizer vaccine in an attempt to address the fallout. And the Irish Times reports that health sources have said that the mixing of different vaccine doses might also be considered, as would the rapid rollout of AstraZeneca to those in the 60 to 69 year age group. All papers also report on Health Minister Stephen Donnelly's announcement yesterday evening that the state's mandatory hotel quarantine system will not accept any new bookings until next Monday because of fears the system is reaching capacity. Two women who did spend time in hotel quarantine, Niamh Mulroney and Kirsty McGrath, are pictured on the front of today's Irish Daily Star, leaving the Crown Plaza Hotel in Santry in Dublin last night. The two women were arrested earlier this month when they allegedly refused to go into quarantine after they returned on a flight from the United Arab Emirates. They were detained in Mountjoy Prison before bail conditions were changed and they continued to quarantine in the hotel. The Long Dubai is the headline there. The Irish News leads with the line that there are concerns in the loyalist community that the recent violent street protests could result in the emergence of new gangs and that the Loyalist Communities Council only represents a minority of paramilitary members. The Times and Examiner both give front page coverage to an Oireachtas committee which is considering a bill to legislate for the possible exhumation of mass graves at mother and baby homes, which is due to hear from 20 different speakers today. The picture on the front of the Times is of Katie Wright giving a press conference yesterday after her 20-year-old son Dante was shot and killed by a police officer in Minneapolis on Sunday. Kimberly Potter, the police officer who shot the young man, resigned yesterday. And finally, also in the Times, Graeme Guthrie has written a letter to today's paper from Westport and County Mayo, where he describes watching some recently arrived swallows hoovering the sky of flying ants and midges in their journey to Ireland. Although they have come from red zone countries and have not been vaccinated or observed any quarantine regulations, Mr. Guthrie asserts that they are welcome beyond measure to our shores.